I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
But right now, to the River Islands guest line and live on the scene at SoFi in L.A., getting ready for Thursday Night Football from the Bay Area News Group, it's our good friend Cam Inman. Hello, Cam. How you doing?
I'm looking at the Hollywood Hills, and I'm thinking I need to, like, give fantasy advice because people want to know whether they need to bench McCaffrey if he's so bad, right? Well, nah, start him. Yeah. He's going to get 100 targets tonight,
exactly.
And he may run the ball for 2 yards, but whatever.
Whatever.
He's going to get you enough points.
There you go.
Come on.
Yeah. I know all three of us have lost a step, but what's your eye tell you, Cam? How's Christian?
I ran on the beach today. How do you know I lost a step?
Well,
he hasn't broken it. So how do we know that he's lost a step? Let's see if he can break away and then you determine his speed. I think there haven't been many lanes for him, and he's not like the Frank Gore. He's going to burrow his way through a tiny sliver in between the tackles. They just don't seem like they haven't opened things up quite well for him. I think there's only been like one or two plays where you could, from my press box point of view, where you can see a lane. And like, obviously he sees things way better than I do because he's ground level, but I don't think that's their issue, guys, right now. He's honestly the only reliable guy on offense, and he's not running the ball, but that's a whole team issue than just a Christian McCaffrey issue.
And you look at the overall team issue running it, how much of that is being hampered by the fact that they can't throw it? And so defenses are able to crowd the line of scrimmage and make the 49ers really one-dimensional.
Well, I think what we need to actually look at is the fact that George Kittle has been essentially out for the last four games. They only played the first quarter. And everybody knows how important George is and loves run blocking. They know how he is as a receiver, getting in the open field and running through guys. The tight ends they have done okay catching the ball, but they're not like getting a lot of yards after the catch, although Jake Tongas did for their last touchdown last game. But it's like you miss Kittle's presence on the field, and he fires up everybody. The fact that they have a healthy Trent Williams, I guess he's still healthy. Remember, a couple of games ago, he was iffy whether he was going to play in New Orleans. And McCaffrey, then their offense should be doing better. But they don't have IU. They're not going to have Pearsall tonight. They're not going to have Juwan Jennings tonight. Not going to have Purdy tonight. What they're going to need is they're going to need that defense to somehow rattle Matthew Stafford and get some interceptions.
Cam Inman is with us at SoFi in LA as we get ready for Niners and Rams. Hey, can we talk a little bit more about George Kittle? I'm kind of nervous with the lack of discussion that I've heard with regard to how he's doing coming back. He's eligible the next time they play. Are we expecting him to play in a week and a half?
It's a good question that we don't know the answer to, because usually the week before a guy comes back, they would practice the week prior. And this week they didn't practice because it's a short week. They had a walkthrough practice two nights ago in Levi's that we got to watch for about 3 minutes. But George has been around, and I think that's a positive sign. And, you know, I don't know how the hamstring is. I don't get a sense that it's a serious major, he ain't coming back for another month or two deal. So that really is the mystery. And you know what? I think the other mystery was Ayuk, because Ayuk is eligible to come back. And everybody's like, oh, he's not going to come back right away because that was a serious knee injury. But he's been like jonesing to get out there. We've seen him running with the wide receivers basically the last month and a half, 2 months. But they're not giving him a timetable. So they are slow rolling him. And so I wouldn't be surprised if like they like slow roll Kittle for another week, because he's got to get a weekend of practice, but maybe not, because George is in his ninth year. He knows his body. He's in good shape. He was great shape all throughout camp. And then a hamstring took him out of the first quarter. So I think that really is a big issue offensively, though, with him not being there.
While we're in the blue tent, Cam, do we know the severity of the Pearsall and the Jennings injuries?
The thing with Pearsall that has got to worry all of us is he used the word instability after the game on Sunday.
Yep.
And that is a red flag word. But, you know, I saw him walking around the locker room on Tuesday, so it's not like he's in a brace or immobilized. So that's a positive. So he bounced. It was the other knee, too, the previous week he hurt his knee, landed hard on it. So my guess is like he's just working through it, the sprain, and this is, you know, playing on AstroTurf here at synthetic turf and SoFi. It's not the great surface when you have a leg injury, and Jennings has an ankle injury dating back to New Orleans, and he hurt his ribs with the mariachi crunch on the 2-point conversion last week. So it's not – I mean, Jennings has barely practiced with this team and barely played. So, you know, that all factors into the offense. That's why it's going to be weird how they play tonight, because if McCaffrey's just, you know, getting double teamed, everybody's just watching him, then somebody's going to have to step up to help the offense go.
Cam, with the second week of practice now under his belt, does the snap count go up for DeMarcus Robinson, and does he sort of act as the one tonight?
I think he has to. He came into SoFi Stadium wearing a very, I almost say like a gold glittery suit. So I think he knows he's in Hollywood in the spotlight.
Let's go.
Hey, man, the guy looked really good through camp. He did look like a starting caliber wide receiver, probably because he and Pearsall were the only ones that were out there in camp. But, you know, they limited his snaps in Sunday's game because it was his first game back. So I think that was kind of smart, so you didn't overdo it. So you could play him a lot in this game, go to him a lot, and they're going to have to without Pearsall. It's such a thin wide receiver core. It's really alarming. So that's why you're going to look at McCaffrey, you're going to look at the tight ends, you're going to look at DeMarcus Robinson and hope that Mac Jones has some magic in him.
Speaking of Robinsons and limited snap counts, Brian Robinson Jr., 10 snaps last week. He's only played 50 snaps on offense the whole season. What do you think the story is, Cam, as to why he doesn't get more opportunity?
I think it's more of a reflection of Christian McCaffrey than Brian Robinson. They historically can't get McCaffrey off the field, and that's what it is. And I don't think Brian Robinson's looked great. I don't think he deserves like a ton more opportunities. He's essentially, and you know, when they traded for him, everybody's like, oh, it's going to be a 200 monster. No chance in heck. This is McCaffrey's offense, and Robinson's there to spell him when needed, and if he needs a breather, and if he gets hurt, because he has the experience. Now, honestly, tonight, I would have loved for them like to throw a surprise element and throw Jordan James out there, the rookie from Oregon, because he hurt his hand in camp, but he's a different type runner. Obviously, they don't like Isaac Arendo much because he doesn't get any snaps on offense anymore and barely does anything well on kick returns. But it's like I said, it's McCaffrey's offense. It's not Brian Robinson's.
Hey, Cam, when you look at this, I just want, you know, come on, let's just talk as adults here. What kind of chance do you give them?
A chance to win?
Yeah. That's an NFL team, isn't it?
If they do win, this would be, you know, further validation that Kyle Shanahan has some kind of hex over Sean McVay in games where they're big underdogs, like back in the day. I think that's what you got to go for, is that these coaches are going to out scheme the Rams and somehow pull it off and have the ball bounce their way. You know, I mean, that's why there's gambling exists. This isn't all automatic and robotic, but I will tell you this, like, coming down here, I had this creepy feeling that, remember last year when they didn't have Purdy in Green Bay, and then they go to Buffalo, these back-to-back road games, and you just knew they were going to lose those games.
Yep.
I have that same feeling going into this, but the only thing that's like the hesitation is Shanahan knows what it's like to face the Rams. He's had a lot of success against the Rams. They got swept last year by them. They lost a meaningless game at the end of the 2023 season, but it is a rivalry game, and there are a lot of Niner fans here. They're all piling in. The Sea of Red will be here again, even though guys are selling their tickets because the junior varsity is going to be on the field. But you still got Trent Williams, McCaffrey, Fred Warner. I posted on Twitter, Fred came wearing his brother Troy's USFL Memphis Showboats yellow jersey, and Richard Sherman was in the outside the 49er locker room because he's here for Amazon Prime's crew, and Sherm loved the shirt, said, "Way to what nice tribute for the brother." So Fred's going to try to show out. Diamond Lenore, he's a Los Angeles guy. He'll try to show out. McCaffrey, his offseason home's 15 minutes from here up in the Hollywood Hills. So I think there's a lot of pride that the guys that are going to be in uniform are going to try to pull off an upset. And, you know, that's the beauty of sports, is if the Niners escape here with a win, they're 4-1 and 3-0 in the division.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Cam, what is your take on the Niners' defense so far through four games? Last week, no QB hits, no sacks, and they're yet to have an interception other than the one that got taken away last weekend. What have you thought about the defense so far?
You're painting such a dark picture of this defense, Dibs.
Yeah. I just laid out facts, Cam. I apologize if the facts disturb you.
I did too the other day, saying all of Saleh's words took all the attention away from the fact that last game they had, like you just said, no sacks, no hits, no takeaways, no interceptions. Not good. But the first three games I thought was very surprising, because nobody was lighting up this defense that has a lot of new pieces in place. And it's not just, like, everybody expected, like, five rookies were going to start on defense. No, that's not the case. They're rotating some rookies in. Some guy like Nick Martin is not playing again tonight, so he's in a healthy scratch through five games here. But Mikel Williams, Alfred Collins, C.J. West going to play tonight with a cast on his thumb. I thought they've done better than expected, but without Bosa, I mean, Robert Saleh has got to, like, he's going to have to blitz. He's going to have to do something just to keep the Rams off balance, because, you know, Nick is not that, like, everybody wants Nick Bosa to have three sacks a game and be a TJ Watt, and he's getting paid like it. But what Nick did really well was he set the edge in the run, was very relentless on every play. And I don't sense that from anybody else on the defensive front. And they're going to need all those guys to step up. They brought in Travis Gibson from the practice squad. This guy is, he's fast and smaller defensive end, so I'm really curious to see if he enhances that pass rush, because they sure as heck need it. And so he replaces Robert Beal in that rotation tonight. So keep an eye on him, because seeing him come in fast off the edge opposite Bryce Huff, then that's the only way they're going to probably get to Huff. I mean, to get to Matthew Stafford, unless they're blitzing Upton Stout from the slot and praying that somebody else can cover Puka.
Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, all over the Niners and down at SoFi tonight for Niners-Rams. All right, so Cam, do we have to wait the whole month of October for them to make this defensive line acquisition that we know they're going to make?
I don't know. I don't think it's so simple that they would go out and get Trey Hendrickson, right? They traded for Bryce Huff, right? It's like, okay, was that their one defensive line trade? If they're in contention, then yes, you have to wait. They're not going to make that move while they're, what, 3-3 or 4-4. They have to have only maybe two or three losses to say, all right, we're in good situation to win the division. Let's go get that piece. Because if they're back, if they fall down to about a 500 team, they're not going to make that trade.
But they did back when they got McCaffrey, as you recall. They were 4-4 after not being able to run it against Atlanta, and at that point they made the move. So Do you think it's Do you think it's reliant on the record? Or is it more just an eye test thing?
If you'll recall, going back to that McCaffrey trade, I was on record saying I did not expect it to happen. So,
yeah.
I mean, it worked out so well for them that they were able to outbid the Rams to get him. And I think it was a perfect sweet spot because he is exactly what this offense needed. Defensive line obviously needs.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's another defensive end that has a presence to him. But it's not an every down position. I don't know how much they want to mortgage their draft picks because this year's been all about the youth and spending your money elsewhere. So that's why I say they have to have a really strong record if they go after him. Because the rest of the NFC West looks like they have a really good record, right? I mean, the Rams and the Seahawks are both 3-1. The Cardinals are 2-2. I guess we have a month of stuff to talk about on 95.7 The Game. And you can let your trade talks continue.
That's correct. And actually, we're going to continue it right now because my next question would be, what if it's not Trey Hendrickson? What if there's someone
that's... It'll be Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, there you go.
There it
Jonathan Kuminga, defensive end. You know, he doesn't fit on the Warriors. Maybe he'll fit on the 49ers.
There's guys out there. Like,
right.
The beauty of it is I mean, don't focus in on one guy because other teams are looking at that guy too, right? Like, other
sure.
people are going to outbid the Niners for the most part, probably. But it's a rental because you're going to have to pay that guy a ton of money. And it's like, I wouldn't be opposed to it because both are going to be coming off. Like, that's a really serious injury, right? It's his ACL, and he's done it before. He's come back from it. But, you know, Bryce Huff's not long-term, so I wouldn't be opposed to them going and getting him. But they're going to have to scour and find guys. But again, like, it's more of a youth movement defense that they got going.
Cam, do you have a finger on the pulse at all on where the Brock Purdy thing sits? Like, what does the organization want to do? Do you think he plays in Tampa?
It's a good question. I don't know, but what I did like to hear from Brock the other day was he said it does not feel as bad as it did after Seattle. Okay, so he aggravated it, sure, and it was sore, and he's smart not playing in this game against a very good defensive front where he'd be under pressure on artificial turf, right? So I think the fact that he didn't aggravate it to the point where it's like, oh, he really tore it apart. I mean, I've seen him walking around. I've seen the toe, gentlemen. I saw that toe in New Orleans, and it was not discolored. So I was like, okay, it's not like it doesn't look like a career ender or something like that, which a turf toe can be. I don't think people realize that. But I think they're smart to sit him out this week. And I get it, why you played him last week. It's like he was feeling better. He practiced. He wanted to, like, test it out. And obviously it didn't work out well. And it wasn't just Brock. There were so many parts about that game, about this team, that's not good yet. So will he play next week? I don't know. We're going to have to send me, is Mac Jones going to be healthy enough to play next week? It seems like every week they got to check their quarterback's health and see who's healthy enough to play. Because Mac was dealing with a serious knee injury last week. He's got, I don't know if everybody's paying attention to Mac Jones' suit game, but he came in with the black and red, like checkerboard, it looks kind of funky. And we had fun in the media with Mac. I think it was last week or the week before about, he has like 50 suits. And so when he was coming off the press conference this week, I go, so Mac, nobody asked, but we're all asking you about your attire. I go, how many knee braces do you own? So I can report exclusively here that Mac Jones owns 5 different knee braces. He arrived with the 49ers with 3. So he's added 2 to the arsenal. And I'm sure that one will be on his knee tonight.
There you go.
There it is. All right. Well, Cam Inman on the scene. And who knows? Maybe they'll surprise us tonight, huh?
Who knows?
Thank you, Cam.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Enjoy the game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.